الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ما بعد قال الله تعالى في كتابه يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال أيضا ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام All praise and thanks due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who have gathered us in the month of Ramadan, in a month in which Allah's rahmah, maghfirah descends. As Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of Iman, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, fasting has been prescribed over y'all, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, like how it was prescribed to the nations before y'all. The main objective of Ramadan is la'allakum tattaqoon, in order that you bring taqwa, in order that you bring fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart, in your life. This is the main objective of the month of Ramadan. Because it is said and understood, month of Ramadan is a shahrut tadkira, shahrut tafheem, a month of reflection, a month. It will make insan understand the journey what he has to take, in order by this reflection the fear of Allah will penetrate into the heart. The word Ramadan comes from the word in Arabic called Ramba. The word Ramad means the boiling sand. In the desert we see the sand due to the heatness of the sun, that the sand boils. So similarly, this month of Ramadan should bring lot of realization into our heart. Another opinion given, it should clean all our sins. It should burn all our sins. As the desert sand heats up due to the sun, similarly, due to the month of Ramadan, all our sins should be washed away. This is the reason that the month of Ramadan is called Ramadan. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, that's why this taqwa is connected with the month of Ramadan, in order people will become closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the month we have completed the first 10 days, the days of Rahmah, and we have started the days of Maghfirah, where Allah's forgiveness descend to this ummah, where Allah's forgiveness, Allah starts looking at this ummah with the eyes of mercy and rahmah. In this month that Abu Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, a person reaches this month, does not make tawbah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah's curse be upon him. And Nabiuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made ameen for this dua. So respected mothers and sisters in Islam, Allah has gathered us in a very great month, a unique month, a month which beautifies Jannah, a month which makes the angels to visit this dunya. What we should ask ourselves, that Allah has made me to reach this great month of Ramadan. What is the journey that I am going to take forward? What are the avenues that I am following the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And which are the avenues that I have gone deep? respected mothers and sisters in Islam, many a time that we think that we are following the deen of Allah, but unfortunately, by knowingly or unknowingly, ignorantly or with knowledge, that many a places that we do many mistakes. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, the topic which we have chosen today is the responsibility of a wife towards the husband, what she should fulfill. Because the social part in Islam plays a very important role. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, when we go back to the real history of Islam, before the coming of Islam, before the arrival of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we take women, they were treated as a very insignificant creation, or they had no respect, they had no value given before the arrival of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before the coming of Islam, they were used as a commodity of trade. They were just exchanged the way they wanted. It went to the so worst condition that Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. That Quran is asking this question, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ. When in the day of Qiyamah, those children, those female children, those infants who are buried alive will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ, for which sin that you are being killed. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, what do we understand from this ayah? Before the deen of Islam, in the days of Jahiliyyah, they were a nation who buried their own daughters while they are alive. That was the stand, the status, the position that they gave to the woman. But by the coming of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the prophecy of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this woman was given a status in the ummah, where Nabiullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Khansa radiallahu anha asked Rasul, Ya Rasulullah, man fil jannah, Ya Rasulullah, who will be in jannah, Ya Rasulullah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, An-Nabiyyu fil jannah, والشهيد في الجنة والمولود في الجنة والموؤودة في الجنة. Look at the words of Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that every prophet will be in Jannah, and all the shuhada who are martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be also in Jannah. والموؤودة في الجنة, those children who born with the fitrah in iman, but they have passed away in their childhood, they will be in Jannah. Further, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَالْمَوْءُودَةُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. الْمَوْءُودَ means those female children, the infants who were buried alive. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that they will be in Jannah. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, we could understand by analyzing this hadith that when the woman was considered, their best place is below the earth. By coming of Muhammadur Rasulullah, Nabi says, no, those who you consider them to be, their place is below the earth, their place is in Jannah. This is the rank that Nabiullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised the status of a woman in Islam. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, by looking into the Quran further, Allah sent down a complete surah which discusses the oppression what the woman has gone through and their rights what the men has to fulfill for them. That surah is known as Suratul Nisa, surah of woman, which is contributed, which is spoken completely about the duties what the men has to fulfill towards the woman. And Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu says that every woman should know the understanding or the deep meaning of Suratul Nisa,
Suratul Nur, Suratul Ahzab. And he says that these three surahs are important on every woman to have the complete knowledge, because their rights, their duties, all their complete right and their status is completely spoken in these surahs, respected mothers and sisters in Islam. Nowhere in the Quran we find Suratul Rijal, Surah of the Men, no, but it speaks a Surah of the Woman. Why? That they were in such low level. It is Islam which gave you all a face up. It is Islam which gave you all a status, a position in the society. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, by looking at this surah, the beginning of this surah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ. Then Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. O people, fear your Lord, fear your Allah with regard to the right, with regard to the responsibilities given to you all, because رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ, your Lord who nurtured you all, who has created you all, مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا, from one soul, that is the soul of Nabiuna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا, and he created from Nabiuna Adam his wife, from the back rib his wife حواء عليها الصلاة والسلام وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. And by both of them, Allah says, we created many men and many women on this earth. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, commentators of the Quran, the Mufassirun, they analyze this ayah. Allah starts this surah with Suratul Nisa, then Allah speaks with regard to Nabiuna Adam, then immediately Allah speaks about Hawa alayha salatu wassalam, about a female. The reason being, Allah wants to explain that a rank of a woman is next to the man, and there are duties that do not look at woman, the nikah, insignificantly. Do not look down on them. That is the very reason that Allah has brought the discussion of Hawa alayhi salatu wassalam next to Nabiuna Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And further Allah says, وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً, that by both of these people, man and woman, a society is developed, a society comes into existence. So do not say only men are great, women are insignificant. No. To build a society, we need men, we need women. So this came down at a time when they told women are the most insignificant creation. Women not to be respected to this extent, respected mothers and sisters in Islam, that Quran says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ أَن تَرِثُوا النِّسَاءَ كَرْهًا. O people of Iman, it is haram for you all, it is not lawful for you all, that you inherit the woman by force, the way you want. For an example, فَإِنْ شَاءُوا تَزَوَّجُوهَا وَإِنْ شَاءُوا زَوَّجُوهَا بِغَيْرِ صَدَاقٍ فَهُمْ أَحَقُّ بِأَهْلِهَا. This was the status that Mufassirun writes under this ayah, that if they want, they married that woman. For an example, a woman, her husband passed away, so the best friend will come. If he wants, he will marry her, or he will give her in marriage to somebody, and he will not give any mahar to her. Whatever she has, he will take away, and he will consider, I have more right on this lady, on this person, even more than her own guardian, more than her own parents. So they were used in a such a low level, respected mothers and sisters in Islam. At that time, these ayats were coming down. Look, women, men and women together build a society. Each person, men have their social responsibilities, the role what they have to play in the society, and the women have
their role to be played in the society. For an example, Quran says very clearly, الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله الرجال قوامون. All men, this ayah says, men are stronger than women بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض, by which Allah has blessed some over the other. The talent, the intelligence, the intellectuality, the power of doing business and etc. Allah has given many a time to the men more than the women, respected mothers and sisters in Islam. So Quran says, they are more stronger than yours. بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْدَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ وَبِمَا أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ, by which they will be spending from their wealth towards the woman. Then, at that time, the practice was, whatever the woman had, the men took it away. But the Quran comes down and teaches them, it is not the way, the men has to do everything for y'all. Then further it goes. Now here, it explains the responsibility of the man, all the requirements, whether it's sukna, whether it's place of residence, whether it's food, whether it's clothing, these are the responsibilities, main responsibilities of the man, and many others are connected to it. Then ayat continues, فَالصَّالِحَاتُ قَانِتَاتٌ حَافِظَاتٌ. And what is the role of the woman? Very first thing, that she should be pious, obedient, obeying all orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She should be a salihah. She should be a person of iman. She should be a person of taqwa. She should be a person of amal salihah. And she should obey Allah at all conditions, at all situations. Then further the ayah continues, qanitatun. And this speaks the very prime and first responsibility of a woman, that she should be obedient. She should be firstly obedient towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Summa zawj, Mufassirun says, thereafter, the very prime responsibility of a woman in her marriage life is her complete obedience. Her complete obedience towards her husband. This is not compromised in our Sharia. That a person came and asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَيُّ النِّسَاءِ خَيْرٌ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, which woman are the best يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that إِذَا نَذَرَهُ سَرَّتُهُ, whenever he looks at that person and it pleases him, not only that, وَإِذَا أَمَرَهُ أَطَاعَتُهُ, whenever he commands him, she will obey him. And وَلَا تُخَالِطُهُ فِي مَانِهَا وَلَا فِي نَفْسِهَا, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and she will not go against the husband with regard to herself, neither with regard to her wealth, that she will not misuse the wealth of the husband. So the very important thing, the best woman in Islam, respected mothers, how Islam considers that ta'a, that woman who has the complete obedience towards the husband. At every aspect, in any aspect, in any situation, that she should prove her complete obedience towards her husband. One day Nabiyuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting amongst the Sahaba. A lady came into the company of Rasulullah and she said, Ya Rasulullah, I need to ask something from you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, Azatu ba'lin, with regard to your husband. She said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her, how are you with him? How are you with him? She replied, Ma aluhu illa ma ajaztu anhu. Ya Rasulullah, I obey him to the best of my ability. I fulfill all his requirements to the best of my ability. Except that which I am not able to fulfill. Except those things which I am not able to fulfill, Ya Rasulullah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَانْظُرِي إِلَىٰ أَيْنَ أَنْتِ مِنْهُ. O woman, please look carefully in what level that he has kept you. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, هُوَ جَنَّتُكَ وَنَارُكَ. He is your Jannah and he is your Jahannam. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, look at the responsibility. This is what the obedience speaks. Because by obeying the husband, a woman could be a person of Jannah. By disobeying the husband, a woman could be a person of Jahannam as well. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, under this hadith, the commentators of this hadith, they go on explaining, a husband means a door of Jannah. That door is open for that lady to enter into Jannah. Similarly, they say, husband means he is a door of Jahannam. That door will be open for her to enter into Jahannam. So this is the rank, this is the level, this is the status what Islam considers that obedience of a woman towards her husband in action, in day-to-day activities, in every aspect, this obedience to be proven by the woman towards the husband. This is the biggest responsibility that Islam has spoken, respected mothers and sisters in Islam. Please, today we ask ourselves, why do we have to obey this level? But you should ask yourself very first question, where were we? Today, Islam has brought us to this high level that Quran says, وَلِلْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةً. And men have one rank above the woman, that is the rank of wilaya, that is the rank of authority, that is the rank of responsibility, that is the only difference. But between men and women, that there is only one rank. The leadership will be done by the man and woman will obey and fulfill. By looking at the Quran, the beauty of the Quran, we understand when Allah created Nabiullah Adam alayhi salatu was salam, Allah ordered, Udukhul anta wa zawjukal jannah. O Adam, you first enter Jannah and your wife will follow you. This is going to be the system of this ummah. This is going to be the way of this ummah. That Quran, this incident explains that man will take the leadership, the woman will obey in the family life, in social life. When this goes against respected mothers and sisters in Islam, لَنْ يُفْلِحَ قَوْمٌ وَلَّوْ أَمْرَهُمْ إِمْرَأَىٰ. A nation will be only in disaster when they appoint women as their leader. If a woman is playing the leadership role in a house, remember that house will never be successful. That family life will never ever be successful because the help of Allah will be removed from that family, respected mothers and sisters in Islam. By going further, we understand very clearly that Nabiyuna Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who understood what the oppression women were going through in the beginning stage, and all the laws and regulations came to put a firewall in order that they do not be oppressed. Further, Nabiyuna Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam relates obedience of a woman with the pillar of Islam. We know As-salatu rukunul Islam. Salat is the second biggest pillar in Islam. When there is no salat, there is no Islam in a person. You cannot attribute Islam towards a person when there is no salat in that person's life. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, an authentic hadith narrated in Ahmad that Nabiullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا صَلَّتِ الْمَرْأَةُ خَمْسَهَا وَصَامَتْ شَهْرَهَا. When a woman performs her 5 times salah, وَصَامَتْ شَهْرَهَا, and she keep fast in the month of Ramadan, وَأَطَاعَتْ زَوْجَهَا, and she obeys her husband, قِيلَ لَهَا اُدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ عَيِّ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ شِئْتِ. Subhanallah. Look at this hadith, respected mother, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam starts the hadith when a woman performs her 5 times salat and she keeps fast in the month of Ramadan, and وَأَطَاعَتْ زَوْجَهَا, and she obeys her husband, قِيلَ لَهَا, it will be said to her in the day of Qiyamah, اُدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ إِنْتَ جَنَّةِ, from whichever door that you wish to enter Jannah, you are welcome to enter Jannah. This will be the rank will be given to a woman by obeying her husband. And in this hadith, Nabi brings the obedience of the husband to the level of fasting, to the level of the month of Ramadan. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, this is what that we should realize, this is what that we should understand. Hadith narrated in Bazaar that Nabiullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day entered a garden, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered a garden, there were two camels which came in front of Rasulullah and wanted to make sajda. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the incident stopped it, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لو كنت آمرا أحدا أن يسجد لغير الله لأمرت المرأة أن تسجد لزوجها. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, look at the rank what Islam speaks with regard to obedience. Nabi says, لو أمرت, if لو كنت آمرا, if I have to command any person that to make sajda to any creation or to any personality لغير الله other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la amartu al-mar'ata an tasjuda li zawjiha, I will command the woman to make sajda towards her husband. As we all know, akrabu al-makan ila Allah, the most closest place to Allah in salat is sajda. It comes in the hadith, as-sajidu yasjudu بَيْنَ قَدَمَيْ الرَّحْمَانِ. When a person making sajada, he makes sajada between the two foot of Rahman. That means, respected mothers and sisters in Islam, that Nabiullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes the obedience towards the husband to this way, to this level. He took the level of salat, he goes beyond that to the level of sajada. We should understand that we, now we can understand very clearly. Why did Nabiullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Huma jannatuka wa naruk, they are your jannah and they are your jahannam. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, from the rights of women to be fulfilled to their husband, another important thing, ayyali sa'ajibaha, the right of disciplining, the right of mannering, the right of advising, the right of guiding is upon the man, and the woman has to obey that. That's why Allah says, Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa, men are stronger than women. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, today we see that there is a dispute many a time in our social life. We hear many people speak, talk to us, many people come and complain. Whenever man takes effort to advise the woman, a dispute anger is developed amongst the women, they do not like continuous advising, they do not like continuous admonishment. But Quran says, فَإِذُوهُنَّ It is your duty, O men, to admonish the woman. It is the duty of the woman to obey the admonishment. So second biggest responsibility, to accept the advices, guidelines given by the men towards the woman. Understand, under this hadith, under this discussion, the ulama narrates the hadith in Ahmad, المختلعات المتنازعات هن المنافقات. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, those women who want to stay away from their husband, who want to stay away from their husband, or المتنازعات, that they want to debate and dispute and argue always at all moments, هن المنافقات, they are the hypocrites of the time. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, then how much that we should make our hearts broader in accepting the orders of our husband. Don't misunderstand by me saying this. Today, why we say, with regard to the rights what the man should fulfill to the woman, it is mostly spoken in the Quran. Today our topic was the responsibility of a woman towards the husband. Continuous debating, continuous argument. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, that it develops hypocrisy, nifaq. Innal munafiqina fi dharki al-asfali minan nar. The hypocrites will be in the lowest grade of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save all of us inshaAllah ta'ala. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, that we should obey their orders, their advices, their admonishments, their guidelines. It is the duty of all women, all mothers, respected mothers and sisters in Islam. A very important point to be discussed here, that you are not liable to obey your husband in something in the disobedience of Allah. لا طاعة لمخلوق. Authentic hadith, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There is no compulsion on a woman to obey in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, the husband is commanding you that you should expose your body when you go out. You could always disobey, because Islam also does not give you that level of boundary where you obey your husband so much and you disobey your Rahman. Because Allah is the creator of men, Allah is the creator of women. Suttaku rabbakumul ladhi khalaqakum. He created you all. And we should understand that the first obedience is towards Allah. That, for an example, husband commands you to do something wrong, and it is not necessary that you should obey him, and you should not obey him at any condition, at any situation. This is final, and this is the foundation in Islam, because obedience of Allah can never be compromised with the obedience of creation. So the disobedience of Rahman is not compromised in Sharia at any condition. What the ulama write, that if the husband forces you to obey, and that you obey, that all the sins of that act will be coming towards the husband. And it is your duty to educate the husband at that time. You see, it in the disobedience of my Rahman. For an example, today in our culture, respected mothers and sisters in Islam, the husband's friend will visit the house and he calls the wife and introduces it. Wallahi, it is haram in Islam. You are not allowed to expose yourself in front of ghair mahram. It is not compromised in our Islam. In this moment, for you to disobey, you have a right in Islam, respected mothers and sisters in Islam. I hope it's very, very clear to you all. So from the responsibilities of a woman, respected mothers and sisters in Islam, that وَمِنْ حَقِّهَا الْمُصَابَعَةُ فِي الْمَكَّنِ From the rights of the woman, that she should follow the residence of her husband. That wherever husband calls her to live, to stay, that it is her duty to go and stay there. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, today we have a social problem. Today the people are arguing, families are breaking up. The wife says she wants to stay with her parents, and the parents are also holding her. Here the husband demands that she should come out of her own house. Yes, if the order is given, she should follow the husband, not her parents, respected mothers and sisters in Islam. It was asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, man ahaqqu bizawja, who has the biggest response right with regard to the wife? Nabi says, the husband has the biggest right. Then it was asked, Ya Rasulullah, who has the biggest right with regard to the husband? That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the mother of that person has the biggest right. So respected mothers and sisters in Islam, that the responsibility by the instruction, wherever this man wants to live, the wife has to follow her. That is what the Quran says also. أَسْكِنُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ سَقَنْتُمْ مِنْ وُجْدِكُمْ Quran continues, give them residence. It is the duty of the man to give residence. مِنْ حَيْثُ سَقَنْتُمْ From wherever you stay, you take as residence. It is the duty of the man to fulfill that. It is the duty of the woman to obey that, respected mothers and sisters in Islam. And further, by the rights of the woman to go from the responsibilities of a woman towards the husband, that a very important discussion. Allah taqooma nafilan bighayri iznihā, that she should not, understand this very clearly, respected mothers and sisters in Islam, that she should not fast, voluntary fast, without the permission of the husband. No voluntary worship. Husband is in need of you and you in salat, it is wrong. That salat has no value. Your husband is in need of you, but you are fasting. That fast has no value. The wife of Imra'atu Safwan ibn Mu'attal radiallahu anhu, the wife of Safwan ibn Mu'attal radiallahu anhu, tashku ila Rasulillahi umura. She came and complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam many things with regard to her husband. One of those things, وَأَمَّا قَوْلُهَا يُفَتِّرُنِي إِذَا سُمْتُ Ya Rasulullah, she said, Ya Rasulullah, whenever I keep fast, this person is forcing me to break my fast. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Safwan bin Mu'attal, is this true, O Safwan? He said, yes, Ya Rasulullah. فَإِنَّهَا تَنْفَلِكُ فَتَتُوم فَأَنَا رَجُلٌ شَابٌ فَلَا أَصْبِرُ He said, Ya Rasulullah, she goes ahead and keeps voluntary fast, and I am a young person. When I need my wife, she is fasting, Ya Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا تَصُومُ إِمْرَأَةٌ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ زَوْجِهَا No woman is allowed to keep fast without the permission of her husband. That means, respected mothers and sisters in Islam, in our social life, what is the rank that Islam has kept the man? Please understand, you can give up your voluntary obedience towards Allah like fasting to fulfill the obedience, to fulfill the rights of your husband. It is your duty. In Islam, you are not allowed to fast, respected mothers and sisters in Islam. And we should understand another important right, from the right of the woman to be fulfilled towards their husband. Allah ta'zana li ahadin fi baytihi illa bi iznihi. That she should not allow any person, in her house
in the house of the husband, in a house without the permission of the husband. How many of us are weak in this matter? That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَلَا يَعْزَنَّ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ لِمَنْ تَكْرَهُونَهُ وَلَا يَعْزَنَّ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ لِمَنْ تَكْرَهُونَهُ. None of y'all should give permission, O woman, that you should not give permission to enter your house to any person that your husband dislikes him, that your husband does not like that these people enter your house, that you are not allowed to give them permission to enter the house. وَلَا يَحِلُّ لِإِمْرَاتٍ. And the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is not allowed for a woman that أَنْ تَصُومَ زَوْجُهَا شَاهِدٌ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ وَلَا تَعْزَنَّ فِي بَيْتِهِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. The same hadith continues with another narration that she should not allow, it is haram for her to give permission to any person to enter her house without the permission of the husband. Mulla Ali Qari rahimahullah, who wrote the commentary of Mishkatul Masabih, 11 volumes, he goes into the level of explaining this hadith. He says, لا يحل لها أن تأذن أحدا من الأجانب أو الأقارب حتى النساء. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah, a very eminent alim, he wrote the commentary of one hadith book, around 11 volumes. He says under this hadith, a woman is not allowed to give permission for anybody to enter, any stranger, or he says, any relative to enter your house. Even he says, women are not allowed to enter your house without the permission of your husband. Imagine, to the level what it is this time. But today in our culture, we have taken these things very simple, very insignificant. The fisherman is inside the house, the vegetable seller is inside the house, the carpenter is inside the house, the builder is inside the house. We have no shame, we share, we talk, we react the way we want. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, any person comes and knocks the house, we take any person into our house, even according to Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah, without the permission of the husband, you are not allowed in Sharia to take even any woman into the house. In connected with that, another right that a woman should fulfill, Allah takallama ahadan min ghayri maharimiha illa biiznihi, that she is not allowed to talk to any ghayr mahram, any stranger, without the permission of the husband. Even this is a duty. Narrated by Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, نَهَا عَنْ تَكَلَّمِ النِّسَاءُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ أَجْوَاجِهِنَّ. Then Nabiuna Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to this effect, this hadith going, that Nabi stopped the woman by talking with strangers except with the permission of their husband. Yes, at dire need, at extreme situation, a woman is allowed to talk. But it is not this common discussion. Today we have a fisherman comes to our house, we talk. A three-wheel driver drives around, we talk, we hire, we talk to them the way we want. One day I was going in a three-wheeler. One person asking me, that three-wheel driver and a Muslim, he's asking me, do you know this person? I always go, she talks to me very well. Where is the boundaries of mahram in Islam? We have considered these things to be very simple, but in Islam they are prohibited. We are not allowed to talk with ghayr mahram the way we wish, the way we want. Islam has given permission at times of ilm, at times of certain situation, a woman is allowed to talk, but it is not really talking. Like what we have taken these things so simple in our culture today, respected mothers and sisters in Islam. But these are prohibited in Sharia. Behind every law in Islam, There is a door of wisdom. We do not know. We may disagree or agree, but we do not know the consequences. We do not know what type of people will visit our home, what type of people will come to our house. But today we have become people that we talk with any stranger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. These are not the quality of a saliha. These are not the quality of a qanita. Qanita. These are not the quality of obedient person. These are not the quality of a woman who has great shame in her. She knows her boundaries. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, a very beautiful incident. From the rights of a woman, she is not allowed to keep one step outside her house. She is not allowed to go out from her house, illa bi izni zawjiha, except without the permission of her husband. According to Ahlul Ilm, people of Ilm, they say, that whether the journey is short, whether the journey is long, the woman is not allowed to go out of her house بِغَيْرِ مَحْرَمٍ, without the mahram. It is not allowed. Woman should go out with mahram, come back home with mahram. She is not allowed to leave her house without the permission of her husband. This is another right of a woman. A beautiful incident which took place at the time of Nabiullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Husband commanded the wife that she should not leave the house, that she should not go out of the house, that she should remain in the house. And she got to know her marida abuha. Her father became very, very ill. And فَاسْتَعَذَرَتْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عِيَادَةَ الْمَرْضَى عَنَا اَيَّعُودَ عَذَاهُ. She sought permission by Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me permission. My father is sick. I want to go and visit her. My husband has ordered me not to leave the house. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent the reply, فَاتَّقِ اللَّهِ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُقَالِ الزَّوْجَ. Look at the words of Rasulullah. Maybe today in the modern time we will not agree, but respected mothers and sisters in Islam, Islam has put the boundary, and it is our duty to tell this, respected mothers and sisters in Islam. Even though it is bitter, we have to tell you all. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُخَالِ الزَّوْجَ. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not disobey your husband. Thereafter she comes back again. She came to know anna abahu mata. She came to know indeed her father has passed away. فَاسْتَعَذَرَتْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِحُضُورِ الْجَنَازَةِ. She came to Rasulullah asking permission. Ya Rasulullah, grant me permission to visit the janazah of my father. Nabi replies her, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ وَلَا تُخَالِ الزَّوْجَ. Fear Allah, do not disobey your husband. She did not go for the janazah as well. فَأَوْحَ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ نَبِيِّهِ. Allah sent down wahi. Allah sent down wahi. Inni kad ghafartu laha bi ta'ati zawjiha. Indeed, I have forgiven her because of her obedience towards her husband. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, understand this very clearly. This was the caliber that they developed. The wahi came down, Allah informed Nabi, this certain woman that I have forgiven because she has obeyed her husband.
respected mothers and sisters in Islam.
Imagine to what level Islam looks. We have beautiful examples in the lives of our sahabiyat and the wives of Rasulullah and the daughters of Rasulullah. With regard to these matters, how responsible they were, how careful they were. There was a very beautiful incident. As we know, 60 to 70 days after was the death of Fatima radiallahu anha. She was in marabul maut. She was heading towards the journey of Akhirah. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was the Khalifa. He got the message. He came to visit her. He asked permission from Fatima radiallahu anha, can I come and talk to you, O Fatima? You are the daughter of Rasulullah. She looks at her husband, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. Ya Ali, ata'zanu lahu? Do you give permission to Abu Bakr Siddiq to come and visit me? Who is Abu Bakr Siddiq? Nabi says Abu Bakr fil Jannah. Nabi says Abu Bakr will be called from all the seven doors of Jannah. Abu Bakr was the very first Khalifa in Islam. While Nabi is alive, he led the Jama'ah Salat in Masjid al-Nabawi. This Abu Bakr comes to visit Fatima. Fatima understood the caliber and the value of this Abu Bakr Siddiq. She looks at her husband Ali and he asks, do you give me permission to allow Abu Bakr Siddiq to come and visit me? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu came to console her. They understood that she is going to take the journey of Akhirah. Ali said, definitely. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu came inside the house, advised her, consoled her heart, and he left. Few days after, Fatima radiallahu anha passed away. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, this was the caliber example. What Fatima radiallahu anha kept for this ummah, she understood the right. What he should fulfill towards that. What is our situation today, respected mothers and sisters in Islam? Whenever it was told to Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, Ya Aisha, certain person is going to get married. Aisha radiallahu anha used to call her. And the very first question she will ask, do you know what are the rights that you should fulfill towards your husband? Today it is not that what we have understood, cook the food and wash the clothes and dress the children. Respected mothers, it is much more. We should ask ourselves, all what we discussed until now, are we practicing? We are married for so long. Do we have these things in our life? Oh, I am going to marry one day. Do I know these things that I should fulfill? Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, it is not ending from there. From the right, what a woman should fulfill. أَنْ تَحْفَظَ مَا لَهُ, that the woman should protect the wealth of her husband. It was asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are the best women? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ النِّسَاءُ وَعَلَاهُ عَلَى زَوْجٍ فِي ذَاتِ يَدِهِ. She is very protective
it doesn't mean that you be stingy. She is very protective upon the wealth what the husband possess. She is careful in spending. It is not lavish spending. It is your duty to protect that wealth. وَالْمَرَأَةُ رَعِيَةٌ فِي بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا وَمَسْئُولَةٌ عَنْ رَعِيَتِهَا. Nabiyuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith in Bukhari, a woman, she is a shepherd with regard to the wealth of her husband. It is her duty to protect, to look after the wealth of her husband. وَمَسْئُولَةٌ, and she will be questioned in the day of Qiyamah, the wealth of her husband, how did she command and spend? She will be questioned in the day of Qiyamah. So respected mothers and sisters in Islam, it is your duty to protect the wealth. It is your duty to take care of it. It is not only the right of the husband. That's why the hadith in Bukhari says, in Ahmad says, وَلَا تُخَالِفُهُ وَلَا فِي مَالِهَا وَلَا تُخَالِفُهُ فِي مَالِهِ نَفْسِهَا وَلَا مَالِهَا بِمَا يَقْرَ مِمَّا يَقْرَ. You are not allowed. You are not allowed to spend the wealth of your husband in a good way, even without the permission of the husband, to that extent that you put the husband into a difficulty. You would have done something good by spending a lot of money, but that amount, if it's going to put difficulty on the man, you are not allowed to spend that amount. Yes, a small amount, a beggar comes, ask for help, you do that without the permission, that does not consider in this category. But the ulama goes to this extreme in explaining. You spend huge amount of money without the due permission of your husband, even in charity, you are not allowed to do that. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, look at what type of responsibility that Islam has given it to y'all. Furthermore, that ulama writes from the rights of the woman, لَا تُقَالِبُهُ بِمَا وَرَاءِ حَاجَتِهِ وَقَوْفَ طَاقَتِهِ. We see this weakness many a times in our society, that a woman not allowed to demand from the husband more than her need, more than his strength, more than his capability, more than his ability. It is haram for a woman to demand beyond the strength of the husband. Today, when it comes to a matter of marriage, many a times woman takes the leadership at home. We know the amount of wastage. We know, I have heard many people saying that they have taken loans for the marriage of their daughter. This is ignorance, wallahi. This is a disaster. That means you have kindled a fire in your own house. This is what it means that the woman demands that the marriage should happen in this way or in this caliber. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, by which many a time the man falls because of the family strength, because of the family background, this woman demands that this marriage should take place in this caliber. Here the father has to go and take a loan to make this marriage to happen the way the family is doing. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, it is wrong. It is not allowed in Sharia. A woman demands more than the strength of the husband. This happens when there is no kana'a, when there is no satisfaction, when there is no contentment in the heart of a person. This is the very reason that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Unduru ila man huwa asfala minkum, wa la tanduru ila man huwa fawqakum, fa huwa ajdaru Allah tazdaru ni'amallah ni'amatallahi alaykum, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. This is also a riwayah in Bukhari, that Nabiul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, look, O people, to those who are below you all. Less than you all in wealth, less than you all in ability, less than you all in intelligence, less than you all in comfort and luxury. Do not look for those who are above you all, those who are affluent than you all. Because why he says, if you start looking at those people who are less than you all with the way world gains and gives, then فَهُوَ أَجْدَرُ وَاللَّا تَذْكَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. It is more firm that you do not look down, that you do not walk over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above you all. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, by looking at the lives of the beautiful wives, by looking at the lives of the wives of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that qana, that contentment was proven at every moment, at every situation. One place, Aisha radiallahu anha says, مَا شَبِعَ آلُ مُحَمَّدْ مِنْ خُبْزٍ شَعِيرٍ يَوْمَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ حَتَّى قُبِدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Hadith in Bukhari, that Nabiyun Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not satisfy himself, did not fill his stomach from the bread made out of sha'ir, bread made out of barley, two continuous days until the death of Rasulullah came. These were the lives of the wives of Rasulullah. But there was never a day any wife of Rasulullah complained. Urwa asked Aisha radiallahu anha, O Aisha, tell me, what was the situation at the house of Rasulullah? Aisha says, Wallahi Abu Dawti, by Allah, O the son of my sister, Inna kunna lananduru ila al-hilal, thumma al-hilal, thumma al-hilal, salatatu ahillatin fi shahrain, wa ma ufida fi abiyati Rasulillahi ibn Aram. She says, by Allah, we used to make a crescent. After another crescent, thereafter the third crescent appears, salatatu ahillatin fi shahrain. Three crescents used to appear in 2 months. وَمَا أُوْكِدَ فِي أَبْيَاتِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ نَارٌ. There was no fire kindled in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Urwa radiallahu anhu asked, فَمَنَ كَانَ يُعِيشُكُمْ. O Aisha radiallahu anhu asked, who was the foot of Rasulullah? She replied, Al-Aqwadan. It was two Aqwadan. One is Aqwamatu Allah. One was water and date. These were the foot of Rasulullah for 2 days. Respected mother and sister, where did he come to us? There is the Qiyamah. Family is great today. The whole happy family will come together and they will sit on this man. We have so many examples. Many times people come to us and discuss their problems. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam. But not one complaint from the wives of Rasulullah. This was the beauty. Men today we break fast. Soon we eat the date and the water, we still consider that we have not broken fast. Until we start keeping the balance and put a huge work out. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, these are not steps to put in person down. These are steps, it is the month of reflection. Let us reflect on these things and change our lives. Today, do we consider date to be a meal? A cup of water to be a meal? If you say that to a person, they make tawbah. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this is what that we should realize in our lives. But wallahi, there was no date, no one generation to say that the wives of Rasulullah are demanding even the extra gift. This is the best lesson that we should give us in our life.
Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the Salihun, the pious people used to say, يَبُنَ عَامَلْ إِذَا تَلَكْتَ سَبِيلَ الْخَنَاعَةِ فَأَكَلُّ شَيْءٍ يَفِّي وَإِلَّا فَإِنَّ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا لَا يَفِّي. O son of Adam, when you tread the path of contentment in your life, the most little thing becomes sufficient for you. If you do not have the path of contentment in your life, if the dunya and whatever it is given to you, la yakfi, it will not satisfy you. Let us open our cupboards and see, at least before this Eid, the amount of clothes we have just worn with once and we don't want to wear it for the second. Wallahi, there is no hadith to say, go and buy a new clothes. Wear the best what you have, that is what is not. Ask yourself, respected mother, that is what is not. I am not saying, being a man, I am not saying that I could say a few points. It is not that what I mean here. It is much more than this. Our journey, what we have taken today, is wrong, and we say that we have Islam. We should train ourselves, our children. Let us give that few extra money what we have for somebody who has no clothes. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, we should realize these things. We think that these things are now part of our culture, part of our Islam. Now we have reached a stage thinking that these are not the duties of a murad. Man has to spend years. Woman has to enjoy. Islam has given the responsibility of spending on the man. We understand that. But not to this level. Going a stage little further, to be grateful to whatever little the man has done. I have heard, one day I was standing, one mother was telling the son, your father did not do that, your father did not do this. I was listening and I wasn't. I felt ashamed. Today, how many of us are grateful to the little what our husbands are doing for? These are from the rights of women. To be grateful to what the man is doing, min fa'alin, wa shararin, wa yadin, wa buyutin, from food to drink to clothes to house, all what he has done, but though it is very little, we should be grateful. Respected mother and sister in Islam, hadith in Ahmad that Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu narrates, لا يأمر الله إلى امرأة لا تشكر لزوجها وهي لا تستغني عنه. Allah will not look at a woman in the day of Qiyamah by the sight of Rahmah, by the sight of mercy. That woman who is not grateful to her husband while she is totally dependent on him, but she is not grateful to her husband, Allah will not look at her in the day of Qiyamah with the sight of mercy. When Allah does not look at a father with the sight of mercy, the angels who will come to take the robe also will not be the angels of mercy.
respected brothers and sisters in Islam, this is what they need to realize. Whatever evil that they have done, what did Nabi did so much on his wife? Nabi thinks he's in his capacity. Nabi thinks to the best of his ability. But there was gain in the life of Muhammad Rasulullah. There was gain in the life of the wife of Muhammad Rasulullah that there was no good to eat respect of brothers and sisters. But they still were grateful. Towards them one day it was given by Muhammad Rasulullah to them, respected mother and sister. This is what that we should realize. One day, after Salatul Eid, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was passing by the woman. Nabi said, Ya ma'ashar al-nita, tasajjakna, O the ma'ashar al-nita, O the group of women, please go and give charity. فَإِنِّي رَأَيْتُكُنَّ أَكْثَرَ أَهْلِ النَّارِ I have seen your the majority in Jahannam. It was told after the Mi'raj by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those Sahabi are asked, وَبِمَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ What reason يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, سَكْمُ اللَّعْنِ وَتَقْبُلْ لَلْعَشِيرِ You are ungrateful! Number one, your head has continuous practice in serving others. Number two, let me say that you are ungrateful towards the good what your husband is doing to us. Respected mother and sister in Islam, we should realize these were the things, maybe because of these things, maybe so the woman in the arms of the book, that they are grateful towards them. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam to leave his wife Hajar and his son Ismail in Makkah. And Allah ordered him to go to Palestine. And there was a known period that Nabi Ibrahim did not return back. In that time, Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam grew up and he got married. Hadith in Bukhari, one day Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam came to visit. When he came back after so many years, he found that there were inhabitants, there are people now living. So he was asking, where is the such and such person? They said, this is the house of such and such person. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam goes and knocks that house. A lady opens the door and he asked, where is so and so? Nabi Ibrahim did not say that he is the father of Ismail. She said he has gone out in hunting for the food. So Nabi Ibrahim asked her, how is your life going? A lengthy incident cut in short. She said, lot of difficulty, lot of problems, lot of complaints, lot of hardships, etc., etc., etc. After Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam listened to her, Sayyidina Ibrahim told her that when your husband comes back, tell him that he should change the frame, door frame of the house. The front area, front door of the house, that he should change. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam went back. Then Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam came home, and this wife of Ismail told him that my she told a such and such person came. He asked me about you and he asked me how is our life going? Then he told me that I should change the door frame, house door frame. After a few days, Nabiyuna Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam understood the message of Nabiyuna Ibrahim. Immediately he gave talaq to his wife. And he got married to another woman. After a few years, Nabiyuna Ibrahim came back again. And he came to the same house. He asked, where is such and such person? She said, he has gone out in hunting. Then, Nabiyuna Ibrahim asked, how is your life going? She said, Alhamdulillah, everything going happy. I am happy with everything what he is doing for me. Then Nabiyuna Ibrahim told, hey, when Ismail comes to strengthen the door of the house, and Nabiyuna Ibrahim gets up. And then Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam came back. Wife said, a such and such person came. He told me, he asked me everything and he told me to strengthen the door. And Nabiyuna Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam decided to leave it for me. And Nabiyuna Ismail understood, my father has told me to strengthen my marriage because there is no value to the woman when she is ungrateful to the little what is done by her. Because now she is looking at other people. She has found other people to be great and doing. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam. Islam is not interested in those women who possess such qualities in their life. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam. That's why Hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الدُّنْيَا مَتَا وَخَيْرُ مَتَاعِهَا الْمَرَأَةُ الصَّالِحَةُ. The entire dunya is goods and provision. The best gift and the provision a person could possess is a pious woman, respected mother. Now you should understand, piety does not only mean our salah, our hajj, our umrah, our zakat, our other body and body. Piety includes the social rights and the responsibilities of a woman by she fulfilling towards the husband. Together with that, a woman will be considered as a pious woman. That is the greatest bounty a person could have on the surface of this dunya. To nurture the child, to upbring the child, to look after the child, to give the right guidance, training to the child. It is the duty of the parents. It is the responsibility of the parents. When Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, the best example, he was given to Halima Saadiya radiallahu anha, and she took Muhammad Rasulullah to the outskirts of Medina, to an environment which is not polluted by the wataniya, by the idol worshipping, by the kufr, by the shirk, by sinful activities. Nabiyuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken to a very safe environment to give a good, healthy upbringing. That is the very reason that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent out of Makkah, respected mothers and sisters in Islam. We should ask ourselves, do we have developed that environment in our homes? Do we have given the right guidance in our homes? Do we have given the right teaching to our children and to our daughters in our homes? the child to enjoy the television. She makes the child to enjoy the cartoon. Present day research has proven that the recent cartoons which are developed, like the cartoons of Simpson and etc., to take the belief of God from the hearts of the children. Here the mother thinks, my son is enjoying, my small daughter is enjoying, but every moment the seed of kufr is planted into the heart of that child. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, we should ask ourselves, do we have developed this environment? When the child is watching or listening, amount of music runs. Hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-ghina tumbitu al-nifaq kama yumbitu al-ma'ul khala. Music will develop hypocrisy in the heart of a person, like how by water plants are growing, like how by water the plants are growing. That means this hypocrisy could start from childhood. By we doing this, what are we doing? We are planting the seed of nifaq in the heart of our children. Just because we have the responsibility of the house, respected mothers and sisters in Islam, this will drive the ummah into disaster. This has already driven. A mother means not a small example. A mother means not a simple example. The discussion of the mother with the husband, children are listening. Actions with the husband, children are listening. Behavior with her parents, children are watching. Activities with her parents, children are watching. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, by this, when there is no proper deen, when there is no proper environment, you don't need to teach any sin for your child. You don't need to encourage any sin for your child. One example is enough, that you sit with your child and watch their television. Maybe it is off in the month of Ramadan. Man sanna sunnatan sayyi'a falahu wizruha wa wizru man amila biha min ghayri an yanqus min awzarihi shay'a. Nabiyuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, That person establishes an evil sin in the society, in the family, in the house. He will get the sin of it. And he will get the sin of those who practice after his demise. Without any decree, mother, father sits with the child and enjoys the media, enjoys the television and any sinful activity. Wallahi, respected mother, that sin, after your death, that sin will be coming to your grave as long as that your children are practicing on that sin. If that continues for 20 generations, sin of 20 generations will come to you. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, this is what that we should understand. Look at the beautiful advice given by Luqman al-Hakim, Luqman alayhi salatu wassalam, to his son, يَا بُغَيَّ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ وَأْمُرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهَ عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ. This entire ayah continues. O my son, the very first advice I give you, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ, establish the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Establish salat, establish the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be a person in your life always commanding good and stopping others from evil. This word advice given by Luqman al-Hakim alayhi salatu wa salam. Wasbir ala ma asabak, all those calamity comes to you, O my son in your life, O my daughter in your life. It is not your duty to go and talk around. You talk to Allah, you have sabr. إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَمِنْ عَزْمِ الْعُبُورِ. These were the most final success that I could give you was given by Luqman al-Hakim alayhi salatu wa salam. Further he says with regard to Allah, وَلَا تُسَعِّرْ حَدَّقَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَا. Do not keep yourself too high. In our words, if we put this ayah, وَلَا تُسَعِّرْ حَدَّقَ لِلنَّاسِ. Do not raise your shoulders and walk around. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَا. Do not be an arrogant person. Do not walk as an arrogant person. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. Allah hates, Allah dislikes people of arrogance, people of pride. Now Uthman al-Hakim starts with the obedience towards Allah, with implementing the orders of Allah in their lives, in the society at large. Then he says that you have patience by all calamity falling on you. Tests will come one after the other. It is your duty to have firm sabr at that condition. Now he speaks about akhlaq. Now he speaks about sifat. Oh my son, be the most humble person. Be the most down to earth person. These were the advice given. Wala waqtid fi mashik, waqdul min sawtik, and be moderate in your all activities, and waqdud min sawtik, and do not have talk to people with hardly, loudly, you hurt them, you trouble them. These are the commentaries of this ayah. These were the advices given by a father to us. These are the advices that we should give respected mothers and sisters. After our death, that reward will be coming to our grave, inshallah. After our death, that reward will be coming to our grave. One day I asked a small child, what do you want to become? He told me his name was Hudhaifa, my respected Ustad's son. I asked him, what do you want to become? He said, I would like to become a da'i in my life, a small child. I said, may Allah make you according to your name, inshallah. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, this is the doctrine that we should give our children. When we were studying, a child at the age of 5 memorized the entire Quran, and that child's mother, she is not a alima, she never had a madrasa, she is a doctor. But the child memorized the Quran on the lap of the mother. Respected mothers and sisters in Islam, today we have enough examples. Why don't we develop these examples and show? Why don't we show these examples, respected mothers and sisters in Islam? You are considered not as an individual. Understand, you are considered as a nation. Every mother is considered as a nation. That's why Allah brings two examples in the Quran. Darballahu matan lilladheena kafaru imra'ata Nuhin wa imra'ata Lut. Now the example Allah brings after that. Darballahu matan lilladheena amanu imra'ata Fir'aun. Allah gives the example for those who reject. Allah gives the example of the wife of Nuh and wife of Lut alayhi salatu wa salam. خَانَتَا تَحْتَ عَبُدَيْنِ They were under our two servants. فَخَانَتَاهُمَا فَلَمْ يُغْنِيَ عَنْهُمَا They disobeyed them and it was told to them, وَقِيلَ دُخُلَ النَّارَ مَا الدَّاخِلِينَ Enter into Jahannam. And another example Allah gave, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Allah gives the example for the people of Iman, the wife of Fir'aun. آسيا رضي الله عنها إذ قالت رب بني عندك بيتا She brought Iman in Nabiuna Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام. When Fir'aun wants to kill her, she said, oh Allah, build for me, by you, a house. It comes in Tafsir. Just before her death, Allah showed the house in Jannah and she was smiling and a huge rock was standing above her head and Fir'aun told, look at this insane woman, she's smiling. She's smiling and a huge rock is going to crush her. Why she smiled? Because she made a dua. He called, Rabbi bini indaka baita. Rabbi bini li indaka baita. Wallah build for me by you a house, ya Allah. And Allah showed that house. Mufassirun, right? Her dua was so unique. She said, ya Allah, I want. إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّبْ نِلِي عِنْدَكَ وَاللَّهُ I want a house in your neighborhood, ya Allah. And Allah gave her. And here Allah, these two ayahs, the commentators of the Quran say, Allah speaks to the people of Kufr, Allah gives them the example of the wife of Fir'aun. wife of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, wife of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, they were entered into Jahannam. And here Allah gives the example to the people of Iman, the example of wife of Fir'aun who died with Iman. Before her death, Allah showed her abode in Jannah. Allah showed her house in Jannah. Why? Now the question comes, why Allah should bring the example of woman to explain men? Because for those who reject, because why should Allah bring the example of woman to explain men the death, the disaster of kufr and the light of Iman? The Mufassirun write, because why Allah has brought a woman? A man considered as one, but a woman is considered as a nation, as a ummah at large. That is why Allah has brought the example of a woman. Behind her, ummahun. Behind her is nations, respected mothers and sisters in Islam. Before the conclusion, respected mothers and sisters in Islam, that Asma binti radiallahu anha, you should understand the responsibility. Asma binti radiallahu anha came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah ba'ataka bilhaq. She came and told, Inna Allah ba'ataka bilhaq. Indeed Allah who has sent you with the truth, the rijal wal nisaa, for the men and women. فَآمَنَّا بِتَوْتَّبَعْنَا. Ya Rasulullah, we have brought Iman in you, we follow you, but inna ma'shara al-nisa, we are the group of women. Another narration, she says, I am the delegation of women to you, Ya Rasulullah. Nabi asked her, she said, Mahsuratun, we are restricted, Ya Rasulullah, bi kawa'id buyutikum, by the responsibilities of the house, wa hamilati awladikum, by the upbringing of the children, and by the upbringing of your children, Ya Rasulullah, wa antum fuddiltum bil jam'i wal jama'at, Ya Rasulullah, you are blessed, your men are blessed with salat, with lot of ibadah, with lot of gathering, with lot of growth, wa ayadatil mareed, visiting the sick, wa shahadatil janaiz, visiting the janada. And she says, Ya Rasulullah, more greater than that, more virtuous than that, al jihadu fi sabilillah, you all are striving in the path of Allah. Not only that, Ya Rasulullah, you men are going out as mu'tamir, going out for umrah, going out for a lot of ibadah, going out for a lot of hajj, and etc, etc, etc. And we women stay back, and we have to protect the wealth, we have to take care of their clothes, we have to clean their clothes, we have to nurture their children. أَفَلَا نُشَارِكُكُمْ فِي الْخَيْرِ وَالْأَجْرِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Why don't we share with the men in the good and in the reward, Ya Rasulullah? Because we are held up with the domestic work. Why don't you allow us to share with them, Ya Rasulullah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at the Sahaba and he asked, هَلْ سَمِعْتُمْ مَقَالَةَ إِمْرَاتٍ أَحْسَنَ مِنْ هَذَا مِنْ أَمْرِ دِينِهَا. Have you heard any statement of a woman more excellent than this statement? Sahaba said, no, Ya Rasulullah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at her and told her, إِنْ صَرِفِي أَيَّتُهَا الْمَرَأَ وَعَلِّمِي مَنْ خَلْفَكِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. Go back, O woman, and teach and inform all those women after you till the day of Qiyamah, including your respected mothers and sisters in Islam. أَنَّتَاعَتَ الزَّوْجِ اِعْتِرَافًا بِحَقِّهِ فَيَعْدِلُ ذَلِكِ وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْكُنَّ مَنْ يَقَالُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, finally, obedience of the husband fulfilling all his duty, all his rights, all his requirements, doing all his khidma is equal to men going out in jihad in the path of Allah, equal to men doing all the good rewards. They will get the equal reward like the men in all their activities. And finally Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْكُنَّ مَنْ يَقَالُ. Very few of them, very few of y'all practice on this, O woman. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concluded, to respect that mothers and sisters in Islam. Islam has given certain rights that you should fulfill. It is to build a healthy society. It is to guide a healthy society. Islam considers you to be in a very high noble place, where behind every successful man, there is a successful woman. Like the mother of Imam Shafi'i, radiallahu anhu, she says, whenever I suckled Imam Shafi'i, I gave him milk while I was in wudu. Allah made him the Imam of Fiqh, respected mother and sister in Islam. Behind every Imam, there is a successful mother, respected mother and sister in Islam. That success is in your hand when you obey the orders of Allah, fulfill all your duties towards your husband, and inshallah ta'ala, and look after, take care of the children, all those good activities. When the husband is the path of Allah, when the husband doing any good activity, you will get the equal reward inshallah ta'ala. With this I conclude my words. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this great month of Ramadan a month of reflection. Let us make that as such people, before we do anything, that we ask ourselves, whether this is allowed in Sharia, whether this is in the boundary of Sharia, am I going against the orders of Allah? Am I disobeying Allah or am I disobeying my partner? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us these reflections, make us people become closer and closer to Allah, make us from those who, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, udukhuli min ayyi abwaabil jannah, that she will be called from all the doors of Jannah to be entered, inshallah ta'ala. With this, I conclude my word. Jazakallah. If you all have any question, please write and tell it about. Jazakallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The question number one, there are few questions have come. The question number one, a person is asking, husband has lot of rights over the wife, and do wives have similar rights over them? Of course. When we started the discussion, we said what stage the woman were. It was Quran came ayat after ayat, verses after verses. From the time a female child is born until her upbringing, until her marriage, until her death, that what the man should fulfill towards the woman. As a brother, what is the responsibility towards the sister? As a father, what is the responsibility towards the sister? As a husband, what is the responsibility towards the wife? Today my topic was rights of woman over the husband. Understand, there is another topic, rights of man over the woman. What the man should fulfill to the woman, it is much more than this. And most of those rights are spoken in the Quran. When we address them, we talk to them on those subjects. To tell you all, this is the first time that such a discussion that I had made, the rights of women, that they should fulfill to their husband. Throughout till this date, that even I had spoken, alhamdulillah, what the man should fulfill towards the woman. Because that is more in Quran, in Sunnah. It is spoken more in the Quran. That's why I told you all that Umar radiallahu anhu says that you should learn the complete commentary of Surah An-Nisa, Suratul Nur, Suratul Ahzab. These commentaries, Umar radiallahu anhu says that you should learn. Because many a time, due to our culture, due to the weakness of men, the woman misunderstands Islam. Woman misinterprets Islam. If you take the Western culture, they have completely removed the value of woman. If you take our culture today, due to a mix of other race and religion, we trample the woman to the best of our ability, claim all of them to be part of Islam. So respected person who asked me, whichever person asked this question, please understand that as rights that you should fulfill, there are many more that a man should fulfill towards the wife. Most of them are found in the Quran. Your second question, if the husband possesses wicked qualities, even though he is a Muslim, what is the Sharia ruling? If there is wicked quality, I would start the first mistake when the partners are found. You should see, for one Sahabiya, there was a proposal. Nabi said, don't marry him, he is very hard-hearted. It should start from there. Just to add, yes, after marriage, before marriage, you should see not only what he possesses, from what family background he comes from. Let us change this culture. Let him be a poor person, but possess excellent qualities in Islam. As a result, that person is much better than a wealthy person with wicked qualities. So respected mothers and sisters in Islam, the first mistake many a times we do there. The second mistake, if you see that there is oppression done to you by the man, Quran's teaching is that you should bring both families together to discuss and to resolve the problem. To resolve these problems, the senior people of one family, the boy's family, the husband's family, the senior people of the wife's family will come together, wassul'u khair, and the ulama will be sitting also. So the make peace amongst themselves is best. Whatever wrong has happened, they should be encouraged, they should be asked to stay away and stop from this. Stage 3, that she should make sabr if she is able. To the best of her ability, to the extreme condition. Stage 4, abghadul halal ilallah yastalaq. The most lawful activity which angers Allah is talaq. Remember, don't ever hope to go to this level. Make all sorts of effort to build the family, to bring the unity. But if this man is really oppressing by hitting, by punishing, by wounding, by arming, by inviting towards haram, this what I am saying, the extreme level, Islam has given you the freedom to talk about your rights by Islamic legal guidelines, that you can speak your rights and release yourself. Quran is very clear. فَإِنْفَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَصْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. Hold them in a good manner or leave them in a good manner. I hope it is answered. The second, another person have asked, if the husband has given us the permission to act on our own, she is the Amira at home, regarding the children, maintenance of the house and marketing and etc. What is expected from us from the Sharia? The answer is in the hadith. One day Fatima radiallahu anha goes by Rasulullah and says, Ya Rasulullah, she tashku anil khidma, she complains about the workload at home. Workload at home, the khidma at home. So Ali also said, you go and talk to Rasulullah, maybe we can get a khadim, a servant. But when she told this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made two guidelines. Al-batiniya al-zahiriya. Nabi says, work within the four walls is the duty of the woman. Work outside the house, it is the duty of the man. We cannot cross above one another, because there will be social problems, there will be family problems. The same man will ask you, I'll tell you, being a man, I'm telling you, go to the shop and buy the vegetable or buy the clothes. Tomorrow when the same shopman start phoning your house and saying the vegetables are ready, and you smile and talk to him, the same man will start doubting you also. So make sure that you don't allow these things. Islam, within the four walls, the guideline given by Rasulullah, Fatima has to take care. And amal al-zahiriya, that Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu has to take care. I hope this is very clear. And the third one is the, is it heaven if a woman, is it haram? Is it haram if a woman refuses to get married? His reason being, she wants to look after the parents, and many a time men are very, very oppressive that you have mentioned here. So that this woman says she doesn't like men because they oppress women, and she says if I dissatisfy the husband, that I will go to hell. So she says, rather I look after my parents and go to heaven than displease the husband and go to hell. A good question. Respected sister in Islam, as I said, monarchism is not allowed in Islam. That refused marriage. Sahaba came and asked, Ya Rasulullah, ani tabattul, give us permission to do something so that we will not have any desire towards men, women. Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi prohibited that. An-niqa'u min sunnati, faman raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni. The niqa' is my sunnah. That person who refuses my sunnah, he is not from the company of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, can we stay away from marriage? Nabi said, no. These two have to continue in the ummah. What Nabi says, وَإِنِّي أُبَعِيدِكُمُ الْأُمَمْ. You come with big families, I will boast in the day of Qiyamah. Yes, every man is not the oppressor. May Allah remove this doubt from your heart if you say, from Adam till today, all are oppressors. All the Sahabas are oppressors. No respected sister. There are people, oppressors, but there are people who will uphold the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will uphold good akhlaq and good sifat. It is your dua, it is your supplication, it is your cry in front of Allah, that Allah will give you the right partner in your life, inshaAllah ta'ala. Allah will not put you into difficulty. Always make sure a person of deen, a person of akhlaq, a person of sifat, you give preference. إِنَّكُمْ مَنْ تَرَضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ فَزَوِّجُوا وَإِلَّا تَكُمْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ أَرِيدٌ. That when you marry, when you choose a person, you look for deen. In life, deen is not only salat, deen is not only any other deen activities, deen means in akhlaq, in life, in sifat. Please look for all of them. If you happy, you look at other things. Those are extras. Whether he has a vehicle, whether he has big business, these things are extras. Even you don't look at it, there is no problem. But you will have a small life, but a very happy life, inshallah. Another sister says, my husband says, if a woman pleases her husband, she will be the head of Hurul Ain in heaven. If she does not please us, her husband, and obey him, she will be under Hurul Ain. Is it true? There is a weak narration, but لا يستدل به. You don't take dalil with that. So it is said, but your husband will tell you tomorrow, if you obey me, you will go to Jannah. If you disobey me, you will go to Jahannam. That is the authentic hadith, hadith in Ahmad. Yes, there is a hadith like this. But the hadith what is mentioned here, is it not taken as a proof, but there are some narrations close to this, but لا يستدل به, no dalil, no proof is taken from this. If the husband invites you to a haram, you disobey, you will get Jannah, inshallah, but he will be caught in the day of Qiyamah. What if a woman is not pleased with her husband? Does she have to tolerate him on earth as well as in heaven? Respected sister in Islam, may Allah remove your confusion, number one. Put in your heart lot of contentment and happiness. May Allah give you lot of happiness in your life, inshallah. We are making dua in the month of Ramadan. If you are not happy, I gave you the system. Number one, you make the sabr. Wallahu ma'as sabirin. You make sabr. Allah is with you, inshallah ta'ala. There will be a door in Jannah waiting for you. Those who have patience, they will enter from that door, inshallah ta'ala. Comes in the hadith. If the oppression is much more, you bring the families and negotiate. Or you go by some ulama and discuss your problem and find a solution. Alhamdulillah, there were so many people, incidents I could relate to you all, said knife and stick. Today they are living very happy, Alhamdulillah. So, it is in you, try to go by ulama and get some advice, get some guidelines. If not, فَإِنْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَصْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. As I said, that is the extreme, extreme, extreme condition. I repeat, I do not tell you all to do this. That Islam says to the men, you keep them in a good way or you release them in a respectable way where they will take care of their own life. But this is not, I am not saying, this is not a free ticket that you go and demand these things. You have to do so many other things. First look at your own self. First look at your relationship with Allah. Learn to cry in front of Allah. Heart of insan, Baina Isba'ir Rahman, between the two fingers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yukalribu kaifa yasha. Allah turns and twists how He wants. Today He could be a wicked person. Tomorrow He will make tawbah, He will be the best person. And in Jannah, the anger, the wrath, the feeling, the hatred, everything is removed in the hadith. They will be like the heart of one bird. They will be united. There will be only happiness. Inna lakum antana'amu fala tabatu abada. When you and your husband enters into Jannah, it will be said, only there is enjoyment and happiness. There is no family problem. If the husband does not please you, you have asked, will you be amongst the Ulul Ain? Yes. You will be honored in Jannah. You will be a Jannati, you will be a Urleen, you will be in highest rank, inshaAllah ta'ala. Allah will reward the way He wants. Because, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطْرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No eye has ever seen, no heart has ever thought, no mind could ever comprehend, no ear has ever heard. So Allah will reward for your sabr. Allah will reward you, maybe inshaAllah, in front of an oppressive husband. Allah will reward you more than your husband, inshaAllah ta'ala. Does she have to have the same husband in heaven? As I said, this hatred, this anger will be removed. Dislikeness will be removed. There will be only joy, enjoyment, happiness. There are some weak narrations I would like to relate, but I do not use this as a proof, but I am just relating. Even this woman will be beautified in Jannah. Her rank will be raised in Jannah. There is another authentic hadith. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah narrates that there will be a bazaar in Jannah. There will be a bazaar in Jannah. The husband will go and come back. When he comes back, the wife will say, Subhanallah, you look so beautiful. So these things, Jannah, condition in Jannah, don't imagine with the conditions of dunya. It is unimaginable. No eye has ever seen, no heart has ever thought, no ear has ever heard. You prepare yourself with dua, sabr and shukr towards Allah, to the best of your ability. InshaAllah ta'ala, Allah will give you all sorts of enjoyment. And the same husband, you will enjoy in Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. Inna wa'adallahi haqq. Promise of Allah is true, inshaAllah ta'ala. Another question, another sister asking, what if a woman doesn't want to stay with her in-laws? Is it his right to have a separate house of her own? Understand, أَسْكِنُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ سَكَنْتُمْ. To give you residence is the duty of husband. Al-mutaba'atu zawj, ulama say, the wife has to follow the husband. Whether it's the in-laws, whether he takes you to another part of dunya, it is your duty to obey and respect, inshaAllah ta'ala. But the beautiful example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima and Ali radiallahu anhu, Ali made the preparation. They had their separate residence. Because of our social weakness, cultural weakness, the daughter and the mother-in-law will never ever in this dunya goes together. It is like the cat and the rat. If you smile also it's a problem. If you frown also it's a problem. So, We advise all men, in our discussion, you go for a separate place to build a healthy family life. Because when the in-laws get involved in your family activities, that drives into talaq many a cases. So it is always better, if the husband has proper means, we advise in good manner point of view, social point of view, please take her to a separate place, have a separate life. This is healthier, it is good inshallah ta'ala. But if he says, no, you must stay here, you have to respect and make sabr inshallah. Shouldn't a husband provide for his wife as well as in his will? Yes. If he has bequeathed, if he has made a wasiya that all my wealth to be given to my son and my children, not to my wife, in Islam that bequeath, wasiya, could be changed, because there is a share of inheritance where Islam speaks. But if he has gifted before his death, written as a gift, the discussion is different in Sharia. While he is alive, he has gifted a house to the eldest son, he has gifted the shop to the second son, he has gifted his estate to the daughter, nothing for the mother. So it is the duty of the children to take care of the mother, not the in-laws. If the children are small, yes. If it's a wasiya, Islam says you can change the wasiya. If it's a will or a bequeath, it should be changed and written in a just way. Because yusikumullahu fi auladikum lizzakari mithlu haddil unsayayn. Allah has prescribed the wasiya. Allah has written the inheritance. The amount to be given in entire one complete page, Allah speaks how much the woman to be given, how much the son to be given, how much the husband to be given, how much the wife to be given. Everything is written. It has to be followed. It has to be discussed. In a situation like this, you take your problem to a respectable alim, put the problem forward to him. I would advise you, always better, you could write to Jama'iyatul Ulama, where they will look into your matter, they will see how the shares should be given, they will advise the families to distribute the wealth accordingly. So in that manner, it will be easier that wealth to be distributed inshallah ta'ala. So your share you could take inshallah. Is it necessary to take permission from husband to face cover? If a person is, husband is fully understanding of Allah's deen, it is not necessary. Because he understands what is halal, he understands what is haram, he understands all the boundaries of Sharia, it is not necessary. But if he is a person who accepts some, but he doesn't refuse, he doesn't grant permission for the other. Many a times when this question came, my students raised, I told, I think we also had a discussion here with regard to hijab. It is your duty to explain your husband. You ask in the final moment, I told my student, do you like Mr. Chandrapala looks at me and enjoys? Or do you like that only you looks at me and enjoys? No men, their self-oh, their self-dignity will not allow another man to enjoy. But the hadith says, zina could be committed by the eyes. So you use all your hikmah. How you use your hikmah to get your daily needs done, mashallah. Use better hikmah to convince your husband towards the hijab. It is always better that you do with his happiness, because it should not split and break a family. Why he is refusing? Because he is not understanding. Now if you will ask me, you saying it is compulsory, why it is this? Nabi told Aisha radiallahu anha, لَوْلَا قَوْمُكَ حَدِيثُ أَحَدٍ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. If your nation, if they are not new to Islam, I would have commanded that there should be two doors for the Kaaba. Because they are new to Islam, I am not commanding them. It is allowed. But at the later stage, two doors came, then another Khalifa came and made that back to one door. So understand, Imam Bukhari takes from this many laws that it is always better. Because why this man is refusing? Because he is ignorant or he is arrogant. So ignorance is something like the foam on the ocean. Arrogance is something like the foam of the ocean. And the haq will be always like the current of the ocean. One day it will come out. So you keep on encouraging him. You keep on advising him. You tell him that I want to cover, but you are telling me not to cover. Yes, in the day of Qiyamah, if you take the responsibility of the sin, I will expose my face. So use lot of hikmah to convince. So it is always better to half-hearted people to get their permission, so that the families will not split or break, inshallah. If the husband indulges in haram things, if the husband indulges in haram things like TV, music, inside one room, can a wife sleep in a separate room, or what to do? Some ulama will say, you put something in your ears and sleep in the room. But I would say, لَا طَاعَةَ لِمَخْلُوقٍ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ. There is no obedience to the creation in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, this is not compromise. You can sleep, you come out of the room, he is not going to watch the whole night. He's going to off and go to bed as a human. When he sleeps, you go back to the room and you sleep, inshallah. But don't completely abandon your husband. That is not allowed in Islam. When he is involved with the television, you slowly walk out of the room. You tell, you are doing something which Allah and Rasul is not happy. But I cannot enjoy the sin to make you happy in the anger of Rahman. So you go ahead, I will be in the next room. When you go to bed, I will come back. Inshallah, he will change. Inshallah, he will change. Please explain how a wife should react on husband in second marriage. Abdullah Shuda. Look, respected sister in Islam, we should accept even though it is bitter. even though it is difficult, that we must accept it, inshallah. If we deny, we are denying the Quran. If we reject these things, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ. Marry whatever good from the woman, 2, 3, and 4. Islam has given the freedom till 4. Many of us don't like, many of us disagree, but Allah has kept it in the Quran. Because by the contract of marriage, that man is not bound to woman, or man does not belong to woman, but rather the woman belongs to the man. This is the Shara'i system. When we go out of this, we could see the fitna and the problems, social problems of the Western culture, where the woman also thinks that I am not bounded, the man also thinks that he is not bounded, and now they say there are many women but few mothers. There are many women but few mothers. So by a contract of marriage, man is not bounded, because Islam has given him the freedom. Allah has given him the freedom. But Quran says, if you can make justice only, you should go. If you cannot make justice, then one is gold. If you cannot make justice between the wives, then one is gold. Say, suppose the husband got married, you should make sabr. Take the lives of the wives of Rasulullah. We argue because he has taken the second wife. How many wives Rasulullah had? And what was the beautiful example that they have developed and given and shown to the Ummah? There is nothing you could react. The best thing that you should make sabr, that you should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you should become closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But many a times people say that when a person takes the second wife, that the husband becomes closer and closer to the first wife. Because you don't think that the wife, second wife, will take the love away. Let me talk very openly. Because Quran says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. From the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has created you all in pairs, and وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً, that Allah has put amongst you all. Allah says that I am putting amongst you all the mawaddah, the love, وَرَحْمَةً, the mercy at the old age. It is not your husband is putting, it is not your second wife is stealing it away. It is Allah who puts the love and the care, inshallah ta'ala. So please don't react at this situation. Leave it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be a complete mu'mina and accept all the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though it is bitter. It is the order of my Allah that I will obey, but Allah will reward me in many folds, inshallah ta'ala. Another last question, I hope with this, more coming. Can another man compared to be praised more than the husband? No. Except Anbiya, except Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other than that, by bringing another man into your life or into your mind, it is wrong. Why Islam speaks about hijab? Why Islam speaks about niqab? Why Islam speaks about all these things, your heart you should have one. It is your husband. I hope it's clear. Jazakallah. What is the position of a woman who displays
her husband for certain years and realizes after some time, you know, she will secure.
Yes, what if the position of a woman who disobeys her husband for certain years and she realizes after that and obeys him, will she be forgiven? Definitely. Because the very first sign of tawbah is that al-inqilabu anil ma'asiyah, you remove yourself, you change yourself, you turn away from the sin. What you do when you do that, the forgiveness already comes to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then an-nadama, that you should regret in your heart, why did I have done this in my past? Inshallah, I will not do in the future. An-nadamatu tawbatun, comes in the hadith, that you regret, it is a sign of tawbah, inshallah ta'ala. The third stage is that you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you ask Allah to forgive you. Then the fourth stage is, since it is connected with suququl ibad, go by your husband and ask for forgiveness, release, and confess yourself that in future that you will lead a life of this nature, inshallah ta'ala. With this, definitely Allah will forgive you all, inshallah. Yeah? 1 o'clock. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم اجعل كلامنا هذا وبياننا هذا وإرشادنا هذا هداية لنا تأثيرا في حياتنا تبديلا لأخلاقنا تغييرا لخلقنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم ارزق في أسرتنا المحبة والحب والرحمة يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم غير قلوب الظالمين من الرجال والنساء في حياتهم وفي أولادهم وفي أزواجهم أنت وأنت مصرف القلوب يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم ارحمنا بالراحمين اللهم تقبل دعاءنا بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العليا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا صلى الله على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين.